Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition, The Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your hosts today, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir. We like to start the program off with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We thank Allah for granting us the opportunity to share our vision, our thoughts, and our concerns in reference to the halal industry. Do for self. I'd like to just start with, and I'm been on the unified of the African-American people, the descendants of slaves. That is very important. But one thing I keep running into is that all our people that's out in the business world, out in everyday life living, everybody has their idea and set up their journey. The one thing that's missing out of all of it is our ability to unify. It becomes clear that everybody knows what they're talking about. They're on their own path. We just have to learn how to construct it together. We have to be able to pick the best ideas for that whatever situation that might be in front of us. We have to be able to put our heads together. Two, three, four minds is better than one mind if everybody knows the same thing and we can sit down and establish a strategy that we all can benefit from. Been experienced in before that every time we will sit down, we will argue. Everybody knew what they was talking about. They just didn't know how to pull it all together. Now, this has been time. This has been over the years. And I still realize Allah is still in charge of everything. And he pulls you and grabs you and through your little path, the path that we be moving at. And he'll bring us to that point when he's ready. He's given us enough time to sit back and iron out any cracks we might have in what we're thinking about. That's why it's important we learn to be patient. Be patient. We're already persevered. We've already been working and striving for this whole salvation. We just have to learn to bring it together. And I look at, as an example for what I'm talking about, is look at the universe. You have all this, the planets, even though they fall apart, they all have their own excitement. And they're all doing what they're supposed to do. That gives me the idea that we still on the right path. It's no question. I feel confident that we're going to get this here, bring it on in. Because it's time. It's time because we're all looking at the same thing. And once we realize that, hey, yeah, we're all doing the same thing. We're all being patient. Some people handle it better than others. But it's still, we have to be patient because we have to rely on each other. Who is the most patient ones among us? Those who we should be watching at all times. I know my patience can run up and down, but at the same time, I still stay firm on what we believe. We know our mission. Our mission is to establish this halal industry. We have our building, and we're going through a little trials and tribulation with them buildings and stuff. But we know what we're looking at. We know what we're dealing with. And we can't give that a lot of attention because it'll frustrate us. You just lead with what Allah says. Everything that we're going to do is going to have to come through Allah. Everything. Nothing. Nothing. I mean nothing. It don't happen without Allah's permission. This is our time. We have to sit down again. And iron out our little petty differences. Because that's the one that can build the most frustration out of you. Because you don't realize that Allah is in charge. As we get older, you can see it more and more that who's controlling everything in the universe. You can see it. And you young, you don't see nothing. All you see is what is funny. But now, as you got older, I can see. Man, y'all got this. I'm just sit back and ride it. It's hard. But nobody said it was going to be easy. Allah said that with every hardship come easy. So you have to be prepared to struggle and accept it for your own sake, your own peace of mind. This is what we have to go through in everything that we do. And us as African-American descendants of slaves, we done been through a little bit of everything. And we're still here through the grace of God. We're still here. So you know Allah's hands is on it. And yes, you've seen how we progressed from slavery or coming aboard from the slave ship all the way up to today. We survived all that. We were looking at it with emotional eyes, and we couldn't see the intelligence of what we had come through. The man started talking about earlier that the man Bilal, I mean, we have to look at a lot of permitted. White man, we blame the white man, we blame everybody but ourselves. Allah created this. You gonna get mad at Allah? Absolutely not. He's the one that's guiding us. He's the one that we sit up here and give you your thoughts, relay information to you. Sometimes you be walking, sometimes you be sleeping, you might be dreaming, sometimes they just pop up thoughts. That's come from Allah. That ain't come. You ain't created that. And majority of time is telling us to be patient. It'll work out. All you have to do is look back at what happened yesterday. That's why I say we had an age, an old age that we done came and seen the outcome of a lot of things that the younger generation haven't seen yet. We can be we can be more education with them to explain a lot of things before it happened. We be out here with the young folks today. They just going by what they see. They ain't going by what they know. We know it because we done been to it. So we can take time out and share with them. And that same time, you have to be patient with them. The same thing. Everything we have to be patient with. Everything. We're trying to build this unified African-American people. We have to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It's going to take big time. And all we have to do is be patient and stay focused on what we want to do and remind the people when we come around them, yes, your idea is great, but let's see who has the better, the best idea for the situation here. Now, your idea might be built around making money or business. We're talking about industry. We're talking about creating businesses. This is bigger than just business. This is creating business. We already had it laid out. It's been 10, over 20 years, even 25 years in the making. Okay, we've been sitting here wrestling with it, dissecting everything, upgrading it, downgrading. So our vision is already set. It's been set. It's just the point is now, maybe we too antsy that we want to hurry up and let's get it going. You don't have control over that. We only have control. I mean, Allah has control of all that. We only have control of how we're going to deal with it. And what we're going to do, how we're going to deal with it, like Allah said, we have to be patient. Patience is very important. Without that, we'll be bouncing off the walls, going crazy, pulling our hair falling, all because our inability to be patient. But it's our time. It is our time. It's our time to establish our criteria because we have to establish everything first. Everything. Everything has to be established. And that means establishing it and showing you the right and the wrong of all that was going on. This time that we're being patient, we can see Allah show us. Showing us what's right and what's wrong. What more can we ask for those who understand? People don't even have a clue what's happening here out in society. All they're going by is what the news says. What the newspaper says. We have to build the credibility among ourselves. Now I'm talking about those with beef, halal meat, the halal image. We have to strengthen our camaraderie. We have to, when it's meeting time, we have to be there with our meetings. That's the first sign of our unity as a group. We have to build our unity. We don't rely on the mayor as the fort to hold bills or fort or what to pay out or whatever. We have to bring, again, consolidate our pennies, our dollars, our quarters to help pay for it, whatever is what's needed. This is something that we have learned. This is something we have learned years ago, especially under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He taught us how to work together, how to pool our resources together to make things lighter. The main thing of unification is great. He the one taught us about to unify. He shared his notion. What's that? Through the FOIs, through the building of the brothers. That's what's needed. A lot of people talked about how it was militant. As I said earlier, or before, I needed the militant. I never was in the service. But I was very receptive to it because it taught you order, discipline, and enlightenment. Then, when I went out in society, especially the work, it paid off. I didn't know it. The people told me. Excuse me, you ever been in the service? No. But you act like a drill sergeant. I do. No, I'm just acting like what I was taught. Take charge of my post and all to properties around. I took charge of everything that was around me, like it was mine. And I cherished it. This is all a part of building a structure that we can be unified. We can be unified with. We was our own brother's keeper. We looked out for each other. Took that same mentality out in the street, back out in the street. We came from out the street, but we took it back out in the street. And the people noticed. Now, I didn't know they noticed it, but the people noticed it. That's why it's important that we build this camaraderie for the unification. The people will see you. These guys are the devil. These guys, you can't break that chain link. These guys is they look real good, and the people appreciate when they see a form of unification. People appreciate it. I'm telling you from experience that the comments from the people there. And they always wish, like now to the day, where's the Muslims? Where's the they knew us from the Nation of Islam, that they remember us from the Nation of Islam. But they sit back and they question, not question, but they comment. Oh, now y'all look like y'all saw. Nah, that's not soft, man. That's your growth. You grew. Your growth and development. You learned how to be humble. Humble to the fact whereas you can navigate yourself through all kinds of situations. That's what we learned to do. We still had that regimentation mentality, but it's under control. We lead with what Allah said first. If we lead in humble, we lead with what Allah says. He said, approach everything with a humble spirit or a lowly spirit. That's our objective, to establish the unification, not from a military standpoint, not that it wouldn't be none. Not that we won't have any regimentation. We will. You have to establish order. But it's going to be more settled. It's not forcing anything on you. No compulsion in the religion. That's why it's important that we have the time to establish everything. Because once the door is open, it's open. And you're going to have to show what you know. And I can see that time inching closer and closer and closer. I can see it. Only because we've been through there, and it's almost like we done came full circle. And we get another opportunity to do it the right way. So that's what we want to do. With the halal industry, we can't do anything unless we unite first. Sure, we can come in, and I'm sure a lot of the believers, especially the brothers that we're in, they're a little frustrated because it's tight, it's stressed. That's what happened when you have to be patient. That's what I know. We've seen this so many times. It's like something overnight. It's like not a bad dream, but a good dream. We done seen this. And once you know what you're looking at, it's easy to be patient with it. And this is what we have to remind all the other believers and our people is that you have to be patient. We might get our thing across before them, and we have to remind them what they have to go through to get their thing across. Patient, persevere, and pray. Ask the Lord for some strength to hold fast on this, because it's testing, very testing. But at the same time, it's going to be very rewarding. This is the success. We committed ourselves to this. We have to sacrifice. We can't have no success without no sacrifice. We will always have to sacrifice to bring about our commitment. And the success, the glory, all of it goes right back to Allah. We get to understand how we came about, or how it came about. We can share our experience, what we encounter from the beginning all the way to the end. The understanding of what we just came through or what we are going through right now. We don't have to share this. We can all, you know, we're talking to a brother that writes books and all. We're gonna have to write all about this. Put this in a book manner. Tell our story. Let's share our journey. From as the imam said, from dust to industry. That's starting with nothing and finishing with a lot. Finishing it with a lot. But from that dust, look what you have to go through all the way to get to that industry. That's what we have to do. We sitting in here, me and Jane, we sitting in here lounging. Like we don't have a care in the world. The whole world outside is waiting on us. But we know we're going to be there, and we can't leave or we can't get there until Allah opens the doors for us. That's the part of being patient. You get command now, and you're ready to go. And we'll know it's time. Believe me, we'll know. Just like we know that Allah's hand is on this, we know our time is ready. Just like a little baby, been in the mother womb for 9 months, and when it's time to come, the water bust, everybody know, that's it. It's on its way. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. It's coming. It's coming. And on top of that, once it's here, it has its own growth process. That's why I said about the structure as we're going through this year, its own growth process. All we're doing is getting a little stronger, whether we know it or not. And if we pay attention to the signs of creation, we can learn what the Lord wants. He showed us. All we have to do is look. We can't. That's why stop getting frustrated. And I'm talking to myself too. Stop getting frustrated and be patient. The Lord's still in control. I don't care how we try to sound sophisticated, do things look progressive. We already have everything set up. The structure is already set up. All we have to do is wait till the time. How they always used to say, timing is everything. That's when you know Allah's saying, that's why you know it's ready. You're ready now because of the timing. But that's what we got. We're here every day from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just to remind you that we're coming, just to remind you we'll be there, just to remind you that we will get it done. You just have to be patient. Let's take a PSA.
Thank you, Brother Meek. I'd like to read from the 7th Surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Jinn, or the Spirits, Ayahs 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Allah's name and mercy be with you. Say, it has been revealed to me that a company of jinns listened to the Quran. They said, we have really heard a wonderful recital. It gives guidance to the right, and we have believed therein. We shall not join in worship any god with our Lord. And exalted is the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither a wife nor a son. There were some foolish ones among us who used to utter extravagant lies against Allah. But we do think that no man or spirit should say aught that is untrue against Allah. True, there were persons among mankind who took shelter with persons among the jinns, but they increased them in power. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, parent corporation, community-wide short conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yeah, thanks, Brother James. We'd like to continue. We'd like to establish the second part of it. Do for self. That word rings a bell when anybody hear that word or the words do for self. They know the people was listening to somebody from the Nation of Islam under the honor of Elijah Muhammad. Do for self. But we want to do for self the African American people, the descendants of slaves. We want to get them to do for self. Get us to do for self, because I'm part of them myself. To do for self. Become financially, economically independent. That's the whole purpose of doing. Everybody comes in our neighborhood and do for themselves by using us. Only because we don't, basically, our majority of us, don't have the desire to take on the responsibility of business. Of doing for self, rather. But if we unite, we can support each other and help
those who was interested in doing and getting in business to do for themselves, to build business for themselves. We was always thinking about grace, sir. Establish our own bank that we can maintain or control and maintain. I have at our foot assets that we can buy to build our credibility. Everybody comes to our neighborhood to get wealth. Everybody. Everybody, you know, go down there with them, as they would say, the darkies. You might have to put up with them. They might rob you. They might try to steal, or they probably would be still stealing. And now they probably going to say you're going to be looting. But that's some of the thing you will have to pay if you want to be rewarded with the wealth from them. Everybody comes to our community. They will go to somebody else's store and strain away from the store that we have. That's why we always say you have to unit. So we'll make sure that won't happen. These people, everybody outside of us, they're unified. Whether they know it or not, whether they don't have no choice, they're unified. Us, all we is a commodity. When they see us, they see wealth. And this is not just here in America. This is all over the world from what I see. Over there in Africa, the native land, they robbing it blind. You got everybody over there taking the resource out of that community. Same thing they doing over here. Come in, take all your resource out of your community and doesn't give you nothing back. Strip your whole country of its financial wealth. That's why we have to unite. So we can do for ourselves. We can be independent. We've been trying. We've seen stories or statue of something like the Wall Street, the Black Wall Street, as they would call it. But that was a community that did for themselves. Well, they had no choice because they were separation. They would that back there, the Jim Crow laws, segregation, and all that. That was that. They had no choice. But they never thought that the people was going to come and bomb them and tear up and kill all the people there. They didn't think that was going to happen. I'm sure if they thought that was going to happen, they would have prepared themselves for it. And we look back at that, and Allah showed us. Yeah, we can get mad emotionally, but intelligently, Allah showed us that this is what you have to do for self, or you have to secure yourself. That unification would have made sure that you had security. You could have your own police. Matter of fact, they did have their own police force and whatnot. But that was the basic structure. They were just surviving. But they were doing pretty good, surviving. I had to commend them. I really was proud of them, impressed with them. And all that would let me know that this can be done. And it just started off with one guy. He came in, bought up some land. He built a hotel. I'm trying to think out because I remember reading it. He built a hotel. He built a supply place. And he had, I think it was part of it with the railroads, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll go back and check that. But he built that. And as the people came out, he bartered it. And that's how they got started and built that whole thing up. They started off with scrap, just like we're doing here with the halal industry. Started with scrap. And they bartered, and he got all the people involved in it. Next thing you know, he had a whole big town, banks. He had the banks. They had the church. They had a couple movies. They had a hospital, police force. That sounded like a community. They had a couple banks, not just one bank. They had three banks at least. And I say, man, these people did that starting off with scrap, all because of segregation. And that was around, that wasn't around 1900, yeah. Well, I thought about the 40 acres in the mule, but that was in the 1800s. Yeah, right after the Civil War, whatnot. But I'm just saying, if we look back at history, even though society tore it down, it can be done. See, they unified, but they unified with the dollar, and he strong on them a little bit, but they was unified. But we unified with a lost name. Guarantee you be fair, be treated with fair and honest. Guarantee. Guarantee we approach you humbly. Guarantee. There's no plan with that. This is real serious. We talking about building something for the future. For your grandkids, your kids, and their kids, your great-great-grandkids. We're only continuing what our forefathers or our ancestors had started out. A lot of them not here to see the benefit, completion. We might not be here to see the completion of what we're trying to do. But we lay in the ground in order for to build it. And the youngsters, Allah, I don't even worry about it. Allah already inspiring a lot of them to pick up right where we left off at, just like we picked up where our ancestors left off at. Not worrying about it. But we have to want it. You don't have to force you into it, but you have to want it. Just like Allah says in the Quran, for those who understand, you have to understand what you're looking at. And all we can do is say it as plain as possible. That's all we have to do. Or that's all we can do. Like I said, we're going to get this thing done regardless. I don't have a doubt. Don't have a doubt in my mind. And we just have to just, again, be patient. Because our objective is to support each other. Put one person in business. Everybody, I call it feed them. We have to get to feed them. You feed them by supporting them. And he turn around and open everything up for the next person. We feed them. And to me, at the same time, building our little kitty for the relief effort. It's not about money. It's about building wealth. Wealth is looking out for each other. How they used to say, oh, they have a wealth of potential. Yes, we do. You know, we're going to have a wealth of success, too. It's just supporting each other. Whatever we need, I'm still a firm believer, just we got to talk. No one man don't run the show. We all run the show. Put our heads together. Even if we got to argue, we can argue all night long. I don't care.
long as we walk away with a solution to our problem, and then we can work it. Because the people, again, going to go by what they see you do. You can talk to them until you turn blue and sink, but they watch what you do. That's what they record. And then they can ask you how, then they will ask you how you do that. How you do that? What method did you use? That's what the people do. We struggle with everything to simplify it, make it look easy. And I didn't tell me nothing easy about this. I can tell you that from my days around the Nation of Islam, wasn't easy. It was rough. But I wanted to do it. I have some salvation from all that. And I get a credit to where it belongs. I just need to understand it. I'm sitting here sharing with you what I understood, what I got out of through those trials and tribulations, and the effort that those who was around us put out. That's what I'm telling you about. It's important, again, that we build camaraderie and strengthen that by doing things together. That strengthens the camaraderie. You sit there, they say you learn a person when you work with them and you live with them. That's what we do. That's what we did. So I know that we can do this because we've done all this before. It's important that we pay attention to this, because we're going to need not the success from it, but how you did it. How did you get from A to Z? Oh man, we struggled. Back in the Nation, it used to be we were striving. How you doing, brother? What you doing? I'm striving, brother. You know, I remember that like it was yesterday. But it was yesterday. We striving. The point is, I would say I don't know what we striving to, but we striving. But what we were doing was striving out of the hell, out of this haram activity. And now today I can say we were striving, heading towards to be halal. Now all of it is making sense now. Yeah, that path we were coming, we are migrating out of all this filthiness. And as we would say back in the day, we were living righteous, our righteous way of living. Today, it's halal. We can upgrade the language with clarification of where we just come from. And it's almost impossible for you can go back. You're going to go backwards, go back in this haram atmosphere? You have to get a mental check for that. Can't go back. We got a label on. It's almost like we already know what's behind us, but we don't know what's in front of us, but we have an idea. So we have to labor hard towards that idea. That's our guiding point. Allah take us the rest of the way. He got us. Shoot, I don't have no doubt. I ain't worrying about this. We got this. If I look back and look for everybody to be here, I would love for them to be here, but I know they're not going to be here. Because anytime you establish something, it's always a few that sacrifice to establish the criteria for the rest. So it's a few. I know that. We used to always cry. We always want to work and do this together. I want to do it together, but I know everybody is not going to do it together. But those who want to do it, that's what we work with. And how do we know they want to do it? Is by their participation, cooperation. That's how we know. The They put aside it. They put aside everything, and we got to sacrifice everything. Let's get this done. Whatever it takes, let's get it done. Sometimes you don't feel like doing something, but we got to do it. That's all part of this our commitment here. So, Gene, let's take another PSA.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your hosts, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Short Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks again, Brother James, Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry Do For Self. We're coming down to the last couple minutes of the program, and we're talking about now the model community. Model community started off with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, talking about your community, bakery, your community, hospital, your community, supermarket. Everything was your community. Build our own to do for self as our community. Imam Muhammad took it to another level. He put the model community in. He had hospitals, schools, religious facilities. I'm saying all this is that everything was built, was leading up to this through our legacy. This is what's been planned. And if they've given it to us, Allah gave it to them, gave that idea, the concept. He gave it to them. But he also knew that there was a phase you had to go to meet the criteria to be a model community. Model community is like an example of a community. A model is nothing but an example. You have to be upright. And the law has been creating in the vision, because we find ourselves coming together, seeing it every time we go about and get involved with a community setting type thing. We can see that the Lord then raised up some people that fit this criteria to the T. This is what the Lord wants. All I want is some understanding. You need to understand. I take all the flack. Go through all the trials and tribulations, but I'm happy just to have the understanding where we can sit back and you can tell your kids, your grandkids, the road that you came. I remember they was talking about Sister Harriet Tubman. Little kids used to be sitting around and she telling them about the story that they encountered going through the Underground Railroad. And they was fascinated with them. And that inspired the youth, you understand, to go on, do bigger and better things, because they was inspired by the struggles, the sacrifice that those who came before them. And I even think about myself, because I would always read. I would like to read about what happened yesterday. And that's when I saw, whoa, boy, what happened to us? Boy, what did we do to deserve this? We must have pissed somebody off, made somebody mad. Nah. And I say, wow, to be treated like this? You know, as people say, you know, yeah, they people, you get treated bad, that you did something wrong. That's the devil in you, or the devil coming back in it to get you or whatnot. That's what we used to go through when we was young. I said, nah, it's something more, got to be something more. And I used to ask people about how did this happen? They couldn't tell me. So I had to go search for myself. That's how I wound up in the Nation of Islam, searching for answers. Those answers led me to be a part, or want to be a part, of the model community. Because we can take our thoughts and our experience and explain why we wind up on this path. And hopefully that will inspire some youngsters, just like it has inspired me, to want to be part of this, to want to be part of history. This is history in the making. This is history to where Allah wants us to serve. Not a history of man or you a credit to your race type stuff. No, I ain't talking about that kind of stuff. You know, that credit to your race is like you competing with other nationalities to see who the best. That's how they have this Olympics and all this stuff. They want to see who the best. I don't want that. Who going to be the best to serve and do what Allah says? Which one of us can do that, can be that? And we all can be that if we want to. All we have to do is strive toward each other as we man it out, we unite. And through for ourselves, we can build our model community. We have to look out for each other, support each other. As I said earlier, Graceline, when they come around, we have to jump right on the wagon with them. We have to support them. We got a lot of things that's coming out that the people can benefit from as a community. That's where our strength lies. If we have a strong community, we have strong families, and we have strong individuals. Everything starts with what Allah says, or how Allah wants us to do it. That's the first thing of building a strong community, build everything around the glorification of Allah. Always starts with that. That is your strongest point. You lead with what Allah says, you can navigate through all this madness out here, unscratched. Because this society relies on participation, just like we appeal to the believers, to the people, to cooperate, participate in the activities we have established to build our model community. Use it to allow industry as the vessel to navigate and pick up all, as they say, the slack for mankind. And we ain't out to show show off nothing. We just out to build. That's our whole objective, is to build. Let those who's watching you, looking at you, let them decide. Let them talk about it. We just want to build. Our brother said that there's always, you're always being watched. We're being watched. As I'm sitting here talking, we're being watched. I know that. We're going to always be watched. The Lord's always watching. Angels always watching. Somebody's always watching. So you don't worry about it. You know you're being watched? Yeah. But you know what you want to do. Is your criteria set up to build, to progress? It's about progress. That's all we want for the African-American people, descendants of slaves. That's what we want. And sitting there talking to the brother, and this might say, well, what you want? Yeah, I don't want that personal. We want something collectively. We can do better with something collectively than personal. Personally, deal with your own gratification. We don't want that. We want collectively. We came over here together, so everything that we should get should be together. Everything we should do should be together as one. But we have to unite. We have to do for self. We have to establish our model community. Because this is what God wants, Allah. Now, All right. I'm going to give it to James, let you close it out. All right, just make Muhammad to allow industry do for self.
Thank you, Brother Nate. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Halal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsa.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. We want to thank everyone for joining into the program this evening. And inshallah, we'll talk again tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Halal Industry. Do for self. Assalamu alaikum.